sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zihlobo siyalambulela kuhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Kustudio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza siseWashington DC.
Lichona njani mthwakazi omuhle olamukela emoyeni ngenjabulo ngolwesibili imhlaka 23 kumabasa 2019 nguntungameli Nkomo. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Siqalile uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Abantu bonke abazebukisa sibela. Siyathokoza kakhulu nge-response esesiyitholile from different sectors of the economy. Umbukiso indawo yethu igcwele, abantu ababukisayo sebekhona la.
Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka usungulwe koBulawayo namuhla. ABMDC bathi bazavumela abakhethwe izabelo ukuthi bakhankase bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho oluza kwenziwa emhlanganweni walo weCongress. Iqembu leDynamos selixotshe umsebenzi umqeqeshi walo uLloyd Chigobe. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye ziyalandela. Umbukiso weza amabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair walonyaka usungulwe lamhlanje koBulawayo, lapho okubukiswa khona imisebenzi ehlukeneyo. Kunethemba njalo lokuba kuza kuba lebhizimusi elihle elizatholisa inzuzo ababukisayo. Kubika uAnastasia Ndlovu.
Ilanga lamabhizimusi lalonyaka elezethu ITF 2019 liqalile lamhlanje. Osomabhizimusi bephakathi kokudinga ukuthengisa abakulungisayo kumbe inhlelo zabo. Umqondisi wenkampani yezethu ITF umnumzana Nicholas Ndebele uthi umbukiso usuqalile njalo uhamba kahle.
Usuqalile uhamba kuhle kakhulu. Abantu bonke abazebukisa sibela. Siyathokoza kakhulu nge-response esesiyitholile from different sectors of the economy. Umbukiso indawo yethu igcwele, abantu ababukisayo sebekhona la, abanjalo basaqedisa nje ukusetha up into zabo. Kodwa ke sijabulile nge-response to that we've got. It's a full house.
Umnumzana Zondani Phiri obukisa imisebenzi yokubumba uthi bakhangelele ukuthola abathengi abasuka kwamanye amazwe njenganyakenye.
Sikhangelele ukuthola ama opportunities oku exporta ama products ethu, exportela South Africa, Zambia, lase Angola. Kusihambele kuhle, yikho lapho sithole khona i opportunity naleyi eku exporta into esesiexporta kwakathesi.
Unkosazana Muchito Mudimba osuka eBinga ezobukisa imisebenzi yezandla uchasisa abalakho.
Sisuka eBinga size lapha ngengcebethu zethu kanye lesepha zejatrofa. Sibuye lapha ngenxa yezimtrade. Kuhamba kuhle njengoba nje kuyi-first day, asikaboni kangako ukuthi kuhamba kanjani, but singathi so far hayi sithabile sebele.
Unkosikazi Lindwe Nyoni isikhulumeli sekolitshi yemfundo yaphezulu iNational University of Science and Technology uthi bazobukisa imisebenzi yocwaningo ehlukeneyo ejonye ukuthuthukisa impilo kaZulu.
Silapha ezethu ITF njengeNASP siphiwe ithuba elokubana sizotshengisa umhlaba nge-research esiyenzayo e-university, ukubana i-research leyi ingancedisa njani iindingeko zethu ezijiyeneyo kumphakathi. I-research yethu leyi idale iyenzwe ukubana izokwenza umehluko, incedise izinto ukuthuthukisa ezindaweni ezijiyeneyo. Ngakho ke sinxusa wonke umuntu ukuthi abuye ezobona ukubana abafundi be-NUST benzani, bangaphathisa njani ezimpilweni zethu. Hayi, umbukiso wethu muhle kakhulu. Siku-hall 3 so sithi woza uzozibonela.
Umbukiso walonyaka ugijima ngendikimba ethi propagating industrial growth through trade and investment. Umbukiso wezeTITF 2019 wabosomabhizimusi uqale lamhlanje usiyaphela ngolwesine kuthi ngolwesihlanu kusiya ngomgqibelo uzavulelwa uZulu. Amankampani edlula amakhulu amahlanu i-532 aweZimbabwe ayabukisa kuthi amazwe alitshumi lambili agoqela iBotswana, iEthiopia, iJapan, iKenya, iMalawi, iMozambique, iNigeria, iNamibia, iSouth Africa, iUnited Arab Emirates, iUnited States of America, leZambia ayabukisa lonyaka. Umongameli Yoweri Museveni wele Uganda nguye ozavula okusemthethweni umbukiso walonyaka owezeTITF 2019 ngolwesihlanu. Kusasa inkampani yezeTITF izaqhuba umhlangano labosomabhizimusi ozakhokhelwa ngumsekeli kamongameli welizwe uRetired General Constantino Chiwenga. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingo Anastasia Ndlovu.
Kule basi yenkampani yeGreyhound ebivela kwele South Africa isiya koBulawayo ethe yaba ngumlotha namuhla ekuseni eBeitbridge, iningi lalahlekelwa impahla engena kunkulungwane lenkulungwane zamadola. Ababoneli ingozi isenzakala bathi kube inhlanhla enkulu ukuthi abekho abafileyo kumbe abalimale kakhulu. Amapolisa athi asacwayisisa imbangela yalingozi. Nyakenye kube lengozi efanayo eWest Nicholson duzane leGwanda lapho okufe khona abantu abedlula amachumi amane. Ibandla leMDC lithi lizavumela abakhethwe izabelo zalo ukuthi bakhankase maduze nje bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini kokhetho lokudinga abakhokheli abatsha emhlanganweni walo weCongress ngenyanga ezayo eGweru. Izabelo zalelibandla ezilishumi lambili seziqedile uhlelo lokukhetha labo ezifuna bancintise kuCongress bedinga izikhundla ezitshiyeneyo. Umkhokheli walelibandla umnumzana Nelson Chamisa ukhethwe izabelo zonke lezi ukuthi eqhubeke esesikhundleni sakhe. Okwamanje akekho okhethiweyo ukubana ancintisane laye. Isabelo esesisele ukuthi senze olwaso ukhetho ngeseSouth Africa kuphela. Abazancintisa ezikhundleni zokuba ngabasekeli bakaChamisa abathathu babalisa umnumzana Washman Ncube, umnumzana Morgan Komichi, u-Elias Mutsuri, unkosikazi Lilian Timvyosi lomnumzana Tendai Biti. Bonke abancintisayo bazavunyelwa ukukhankasa emphakathini isigaba seSouth Africa singaqhuba ukhetho lwaso. Sixhume isikhulumeli sikaChamisa uDokotela Nkululeko Sibanda.
Yes, okusele iprovinsi eyodwa kumaprovinsi wonke ahlelwe isekelo sombuso esebandla le-MDC engaba yiprovinsi ye-South Africa. Amanye amaprovinsi wonke aweZimbabwe, ele-America, le-United Kingdom, le-Ireland aseqedile ukwenza iy'nhlelo zawo zokulungiselela ukhetho lokulungiselela i-Congress ye-MDC okomnyaka emihlanu elandelayo. Bone ngani sokuqhutshwa kahle imisebenzi, uPresident Chamisa uyathokoza ngendlela uhlelo osoluhlelwe ngayo kufika kulesi sikhathi, njalo uyakhuthaza ukuthi izisekeli zebandla le-MDC lobukhokheli bebandla le-MDC buqhubekele phambili kusebenza ngendlela eqondileyo njalo kulandela umthetho.
Uyatsho dokotela ukubana ubaba uChamisa uyathokoza ngendlela uhlelo lolu oluhamba ngayo, kodwa abanye bonke singathi labo bayathokoza yini kabekho abakhona nayo?
Engakuthi ukuthi uPresident Chamisa ayikho ukuthi uthokoza ngendlela yokuthi izinto zihamba ngendlela afuna ngayo. Uthokoza ngokuthi besisazi ukuthi bekulezi mali ezivumelene eziningi kakhulu, njalo kulezi nhlelo ezenziwa yilaba abazonda ebandla le-MDC ebezimenyelwa ukuthi zenze kube nzima ukuthi iy'nhlelo lezi esezenziwe kanje ziphumelele. Kutshengisa ukuthi kufika kulesi sikhathi izinhlelo zebandla le-MDC sezihambe ngendlela elokuthula, njalo engazanga ibe nokukhona lokukhulu kakhulu kumbe ukungalandelwa komthetho kakhulu. Khonokho kuqakathekiswe nguPresident Chamisa asikakhulumelayo ukuthi sizwisise ukuthi angabe cabangani ngey'mpumelo ezifana lama-nominations ukuthi onominatiweyo ngubani, osileyo ngubani. Ubangakabi le ndaba lakho kakhulu lokho uPresident Chamisa yena ukhangeleyo ukuthi inhlelo zebandla zihanjiswe ngokusemthethweni.
Udokotela Nkululeko Sifanda, isikhulumeli sikamnumzana Nelson Chamisa, umkhokheli we-MDC.
Belikwazi na ukuthi iStudio 7 isikhona ekuseni ngo-6:30 kusukela ngomvulo kusiya ngolwesihlanu? Lalelani indaba ezimsiqotho ekuseni lantambama kumagagasi ethu athi 909 medium wave ku-short wave 4930, 6065, 15460 naku 13860 kilohertz.
EliZimbabwe linanze iminyaka engamashumi amathathu lathoba mnemunye 39 lithole uzibuse ngeviki edluleyo. Abasakhulayo beqala ngenkinga ezijiyeneyo ababhekane lazo. Bathi abadala abalwela inkululeko yelizwe kaba safuna ukusuka esikhundleni besithi yibo abalwela ilizwe, ngakho lokhe besafuna ukudla izithelo zokuzinikela kwabo. Kodwa abasakhulayo bona bathi yebo abadala bazinikela impilo yabo ukukhulula ilizwe, kodwa sesifikile isikhathi sokuthi bachiye umbuso kungene ontanga. UMike Wobe weStudio 7 uxoxelo sakhulayo webandla lezanu PF umnumzana Monashe Mtutsa ngodaba lwenkululeko yeZimbabwe kanye lelakusasa labasakhulayo.
Engingakutsho ukuthi liqiniso kakhulu ukuthi sesineminyaka engamashumi amathathu last year ngalolunye sizithole uzibuse. Thina abaningi bangkhona especially esithi ngama-youth kathesi sonke singama-born free. Siwufuna ukufisa izifiso zethu lathi ukuthi sibe semsebenzini, izifiso zethu lathi sibe empowered, izifiso zethu sithi ama-aspirations alaba abalethi independence ngayo ukuthi sibe lokuzibusa economically, sibe lokuzibusa politically. And lathi njengabatsha sesifuna all those means of production ezandleni zethu, khona lathi siyazwisisa ukuthi hayi i-independence le ithuni. Ngoba i-independence without empowerment is not independence at all.
Yazi Mnashe, ngesikhathi sikaMgabe udubo lokuswelakala kwemisebenzi lwalukhona, ngesikhathi sikamongameli Mnangagwa silokho esikhona, ule themba nalo ukuthi uhulumende kamongameli Emmerson Mnangagwa ulamandla wokulungisa indubo ezibhekane labatsha elizwe.
Ukukompeya isikhathi sikaMgabe lesikaMnangagwa kungani kuyalingana, kungabe kulihlala. UMgabe wabusa for 37 years, uMnangagwa ukupower just for 1 year. So we cannot compare the two cities, low senze ngcono low senjani. But esingakukhangelela ukuthi thina njengabatsha ngendlela esibona ngayo i-government into ezenza zona. Ibakhangela even i-team independence this year, it was saying embracing devolution towards Vision 2030. So thina lathi sibona ngani khona ukuhlala ukunika amandla izigaba lezigaba expressed through Chapter 14 of the Constitution, its devolution of power. So when I'm saying, yes, this is our first chance, this is our best chance as young people would like to benefit from the fruits of independence.
Ngoba mnashe yena umnankagwa wayekhona lapho umgabe wayebusa.
Iqiniso lelo ukuthi umnankagwa wayekhona since 1980. But I think abantu bonke bayakwazi ipolitics eZimbabwe zinjani. Ukuthi it's all about the power of the individual who is at the office of the president. It's not really necessarily about ukuthi mbani okucabinet, mbani okunjani. Upresident niyo okhola amashot. You can't go against upresident akufunayo. Everyone else follows the line ka president umongameli where ekhona in that time.
Uthintile udaba lohlelo lukahulumende lona olulenjongo yokuthuthukisa umphakathini kwele Zimbabwe ngomnyaka ka 2030 ongaphansi kwesihloko esithi Vision 2030. Kulabantu abangalali ulwazi oluthile ukuthi kanti kahle kahle nxa umuntu esithi Vision 2030 ukhuluma ngani. Sela ukuthi usichazisele ngamafishane ukuthi uhlelo lolu luphathelane ngani, njalo ubona ngani lukhangela ukuthuthukisa impilo zabatsha na.
Uhlelo lolu ngibona ngani luqakatheke kakhulu. Okokuqala, mana ngikhuluma ukuthi ngolwani. Nxa sikhuluma ukuthi iVision 2030, sikhuluma ngokuthi by umnyaka ka 2030, which is in the next 11 years, iZimbabwe kumele ibe lilizwe elilomkhonomi ophezulu njalo ongaphakathi laphakathi. Nxa sithi middle income economy, ukuthi wonke umuntu ophakathi kwelizwe uthola imali engaphakathi laphakathi. Khathesi iZimbabwe ekhona, wonke umuntu uthola imali ephansi, abantu bayahawula. Kodwa iVision 2030 ikhuluma ukuthi bafuna ukucreate a situation within the economy ukuthi economy izayenza ukuthi wonke umuntu ophakathi kweZimbabwe lilizwe njengeZimbabwe libe yilizwe elithiwa yimigo income economy kanti yikho sokukhangeleleyo khonoku ezikhathi. So uhlelo lolo olwenziwa kukhulumeni it's not an event but yiprocess ezayenzakala khona ukuthi by the time we get to 2030 konke isifiso sizibona sikhangele silapha ziyabe sizisezekile ngendlela uhulumeni akubeka ngakho.
Kodwa ubona ngani lule njongo yokuthuthukisa abantu abasha na?
Ngendlela engiyibona ngayo ngingathi ye kumbe ngithi hi at the same time because look ngendlela engilukhangele ngayo look okokuqala lungani lufinyelela kuma business kakhulu which means abantu abasha ibenefit yabo kakhulu izatholakala ekutholeni imisebenzi which is a very good thing because ilukhangelele ukuthuthukisa ama business imisebenzi itholakala. Kodwa on the other hand ngingathi hayi ngenxa yokuthi abasha bangikhona laba bakuma business already ama small and medium enterprises bona ngani baza kitchen out of competition ngama big enterprises as they were. So ngibona ngani uhulumende kumele lungisise ukuthi a protect abasha abalama businesses amancane la asakhulayo.
Umnumzana Munashe Mtutsa ngosakhulayo webandla lezano PF obexoxa ecingweni lo Mike Wobe we Studio 7.
Yebo yebo yebo, sakazi omuhle. Mina ngumike Gobe, umsakazi we Studio 7. Ngithanda ukulinxusa kuhlelo lwethu labatsha, uhlelo The Connection ngo 8 ntambama. Namhla sixoxa ngodaba lukazibuse, lela kusasa labatsha. Ngeviki edluleyo uZulu ubethakazelela iminyaka engu 39 ilizwe lisezandleni zabensundu. Kodwa umbuzo okhona ngokuthi kambe ikusasa labontanga licacile yini nxa sikhangela ingxaki ezikhona elizweni. Kuyini okungenziwa ukulungisisa ubunzima lobo ukuthi abatsha bathole amathuba angcono? Abafisa ukungena kuhlelo lisazise ngeWhatsApp kunombolo ezithi +1 202 465 0318 ukuze silithinte. Lingasixhuma njalo enkundleni yokukhulumisana eFacebook ekhasini lethu eleVOA Ndebele. Asihlanganeni kuhlelo The Connection ngo 8 o'clock ntambama. Bye bye.
Singene kwezivela kwamanyamazwe ngamafitshane. Kulelinye izulu lesiphepho elibikwa liselwandle lweIndia elikhanya liqonde ezihlengeni zeComoros kwele Mozambique laseTanzania ngemva kwenyanga eyodwa kutshaye esinye njalo isiphepho eMozambique eZimbabwe laseMalawi. Leli zulu liphiwe ibizo lokuthi iTropical Cyclone Kenneth ngabezomkhathi bakwele France, njalo libikwa seliseduzane leMadagascar. Lingatshaya ezihlengeni zeComoros kusasa. Iqembu lamalwecatsha esimoslem edlulisa amalawulo elizibiza ngokuthi i-ISIS lithi yilo elithiye amabhomba emzimbeni yamalunga alo adubuke abulala abantu abedlula amakhulu amathathu kwele Sri Lanka nekhefu lephasika. Umphathintambo wezomvikela utshele idale lephalamende ukuthi abeqembu leli babikwa bekwenze lokhu bephindisela ukuhlaselwa kwenkonzo yabesimoslem kwele New Zealand. Kambe umbukiso oqhutshwa minyaka yonke okuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair oqale namhla koBulawayo usiyaphela ngomgqibelo uletha usizo bani kwezomnotho welizwe. Ustanikile Mhlanga weStudio 7 uxoxa lengcwethi kwezenotho izakhamizi kanye lababukisayo ngalolu daba.
Ingcwethi ecubungula ezombusazwe umnumzana Bekezela Madumafuzwayo uthi umbukiso weZimbabwe International Trade Fair wawunceda ukuthuthukisa ezomnotho ilizwe lisakhile.
Generally yona kumele kube le impact esikilezwayo. Because and it's the purpose is to bring together ama potential investors, especially from outside the country, ukuze zihlangana lapha the local markets. Lokuthi abethu abe local market behlangane maybe lama international investors ona la ukuthi maybe khona esingakuthengisa outside the country. But we okuhluphayo ukuthi no longer descender lokhona kwakuyikho khona kuqala. Dala isinvesti na kufika kwi-trade fair you'd find a lot of international investors besiba khona. But kathesi ngiyabona balamaphepheni they're posting ukuthi trade fair ibe 100% and so on kuthethwe yonke into. But at the same time, it's not ama exports more than what it says. Things sell and after all, it is important. So I don't think it will have that much impact at the moment. In the economy, right? The trade fair at what it was, it would have an impact.
Ukuzelele wathi kumbalwa okuzatholwa ngamabhizimusi lonyaka.
So yithi nje khona lapha locally and you'll be shocked ukuthi izinto ezikhona lapha ezama-exhibitors akhona. Mostly we are talking of informal sector. Akula mini manufacturing sector, akula commercial sector ekhona khonapha. Uzathola omama aba-exhibita amamethi, amacansi, zenziwa nge-recycled waste and so on. Azila impact enkulu kakhulu ezingabalayo, I mean, kwi-economy yelizwe. But khona lokho kuncane kukhona okuzaphuma. So ndikati abemtare basiphatheleni and so on and so on. But really, you know, the purpose here is to try and bring out emphasis to you on ama direct foreign investment. Singa inga wiri we loke ni ya yiko esasubo na kudara sivili trade fair iyo. Ikwale ama manufacturers, you know, osasifika kula bo Tanlo, Pusivona bo Upe Davis, yena zama kampana makulu, you are exhibited trade fair. Kubu ya wanda wafira wama nyama, they used to get a lot of ama customers abo kompana yeskate trade fair. Yese bakwazi ukuexport izinto.
Amazwi kaMnumzana Fuzwayo agcizelelwe isiphathamandla senhlanganiso yeBulawayo Progressive Residents Association kanye leZimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions, uMnumzana Ambrose Sibindi.
Sibona ungathi ngezomnotho welizwe kungenzeka ukuthi umnyaka lo engcwele abantu abazenisa ubana bavakatshele trade fair ngizakhamisi lapha kungenza inumber zehle ziye phansi kungase ukuthi abafisa ukuya khona kodwa uhlupho kuyikuthi abantu abalamali. Amakhampani amaningi ahambela bana esiyabukisa amakhampani avele arari. Kusitsho khona kuhlala sikhuluma ukuthi sibe silalo kobulawayo ukuthi amakhampani akobulawayo amaningi avala. Ayehedquarters eharari lapha futhi kobulawayo ayevala ngapha kobulawayo esale seseharari. Khonokho lawo kuyadengisa ukuthi engxenye sokungenza abantu phose abakobulawayo kakhulu babe nokudonda.
Uthi amabhizimusi abukisayo awasoze athole usizo oluningi kulumbukiso.
Abantu bonaba abamahotela, abantu bamalodge, isikhathi esiningi ungabhoda isikhathi se-trade fair uzama ukudingisisa, uyathola sindawo lezi azilani ndawo ziyabe zigcwele. Uzothola abanye besehlala kuyahlala emahoteleni sebesezindlini zabantu, umuntu afika akhulume lo muntu wendlu ukuthi hayi, ngicela ukuthi ngawo la ma-stay bedroom lale ndlini yakho ngikubhadale. Ngenxa yokuthi ama-rate angale mahotela lemalodgini abe ngavumi. Kodwa sibe lowo empahla ezithengwa isikhathi esiningi kukalutshwane ukuthi ubone kuphika kuhle. ekudleni yes kuyahamba emahoteleni kuyahamba kodwa amabhizinisi abobulana lawa amalutshana khona afike khona ngazathola ukuthi lezi nto abazivukisa laphana ezinye vele yabe zisuka zigadele lezi ezivela out abathase befuna ukuthatha ama-orders abo sebethatha futhi kwanala amakhampani avela ngaphandle yikho kudala ukuhlupha ngoba nxa uvele kuyikuthi imali yakho iphansi le marketing yakho iphansi abantu abathenga impahla zakho baphansi athola ukuthi lo shoze impahla zakho abantu abaningi abazibuza kakhulu sebeyathenga kule impahla ezivela phandle.
Asizweni umbono kankosazana Nesisa Mpofu, isikhulumeli seBulawayo City Council yona ebukisa kulomkhosi.
Akhe amakhampani abo kuzehambe kuphela. Sisile nesilakizeni. So amakhampani okulawana la akhona azahambe phezulu ukuthi alani. Njalo lawa avaliweyo ngoba amakhampani avaliweyo sokulesizathu kuyoncedisa ukuthi iBulawayo leZimbabwe ihlale esengqondweni njalo in the mind of investor. Njalo abantu ababuyayo basamathuba ukuthi
isiphathamandla seZimbabwe International Trade Fair unkosazana Ruth Ncube ubikwa isithi ngesilinganiso sekhulwini amankampani avela eHarare yo athethe indawo eningi kulumbukiso e-55% awakoBulawayo 25% avela kwamanye amadolobho 15% njalo awaphandle kwelizwe 5%. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikhonapha eWashington. Ngikusithandekile Mhlanga.
Kwezemidlalo lamhlanje iqembu lenguqu ele Dynamo selixotshe umqeqeshi walo uLoyd Chigove ngemva kwemidlalo embalwa lelo qembu lingadlali kuhle.
Ukunqotshwa kweqembu leDimbare izolo ngomvulo 1-0 liqembu elincane elisanda kungena esigabeni saphezulu eseCastle Lager Premier Soccer League eleHerentals kuhle kwacunula inkokheli yeDynamos yahle yabamba umhlangano wesiphangiphangi namhlanje ekuseni lapho kuvunyelwene khona ukuthi uLloyd axotshwe umsebenzi. Yanquma ukubana uRichard Chihoro kanye loEdward Sadumba bakhokhele ekulolongeni lelo qembu kuze kutholakale umqeqeshi omutsha. Lanxa uChigove engabambekanga ecingweni lwakhe lukamakhalekhukhwini ukuze atsho kubana uxotshiwe ngempela na, umgcinisihlalo weDynamos uIsaiah Mfuruza ugcizelele ngokuxotshwa kwakhe ngemva kokuthola imiklomelo emithathu kuphela emidlalweni eseliyidlalile lelo qembu emidlalweni lamaqembu abalisa emshowane ibe nguchikelobhanqa lanqotshwa yiwange Chicken Inn leHerentals izolo. Abazi okwenzakalayo kuleli qembu bathi bona iqembu lasedolobheni leHarare seliqalisile ukukhulumisana lowake waba ngumqeqeshi walo uTonderai Ndiraya ukuthi aphindele kilo. UNdiraya onguye umqeqeshi okwamanje weqembu lesizwe labafana abasakhulayo abaleminyaka engaphansi kwamashumi amabili lantathu eleZimbabwe under 23 laye akalaqembu asebenzela kilo elikuPSL okwamanje ngoba ixotshwe umsebenzi liqembu elengeze Platinum Stars ngomnyaka odluleyo. UNdiraya wake waba umqeqeshi weDynamos ngomnyaka 2015. Lapho ke lelo qembu lagqiba umnyaka selokusibanga sesibili engalaneni yemihlomelo kodwa wagcina esetshontshwe liqembu elenkezi Platinum Stars. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngise Washington DC ngingupractice Jeremiah.
Yenzisa kuphela yengoma kaJayza Marabini. Sigqibela ke uhlelo lwethu lwalamhlanje sikhangele ebezihamba phambili. Umbukiso wezamabhizimusi lokuthengiselana oweZimbabwe International Trade Fair usungulwe lamhlanje koBulawayo. AbeMDC bathi bazavumela abakhethwe izabelo ukuthi bakhankase bedinga usekelo ngaphambilini komhlangano weCongress. Kwanele Mthwakazi olivalelisayo ngontungameli Nkomo. Lila.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa kuStudio 7
kusukela ngo-half past 7 kusiya ku-8 o'clock ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 p.m. kusvika na 7:30 p.m.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweShona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.